You're listening to Idaho Matters on a Monday, June 10th. I'm George Prentice in for Gemma Gaudette. At one point or another, many of us have had the experience of having a library book overdue at the Boise Public Library. Under the current system, borrowers get a two-day grace period before late fees start to appear. Beginning this October, the Boise Library will they'd like to try out a proposed new policy. It still needs approval from the City Council, but the plan is to eliminate library fines. Library officials say the model not only benefits frequent late offenders, but has the potential to remove what might be economic barriers for some of its lenders. Joining us today to talk more about the proposed policy is the public services manager for the Boise Public Library. Her name is Sarah Kelly Chase. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about this. How big a problem are overdue books at the Boise Library?
So it's not so much the overdue books. There are a number of overdue books.
But are we talking about dozens or hundreds?
We're talking thousands.
Thousands?
Sure,
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, for this year, we budgeted expecting about $124,000 in late fee fines.
That's a lot.
As revenue. It is a lot. And we hear from customers over and over again that that sometimes keeps them from checking out more materials, even though they've returned things, but they still have these fees lingering.
Can I pause you there? Okay. Mm-hmm. So under the current system, right, two-day grace period?
Correct.
And what are the fines?
25 cents a day.
And beyond that, what kind of restitution is there or, punishment is there?
Sure. So, the word punishment, we don't want to use that.
Well, that's money out of our pocket. So
it is money out of the pocket.
Yeah.
Our goal is materials recovery. Ultimately, we want the materials back so they're
sure.
available for customers. As far as...
But I risk losing my privilege.
You do. So if you get to the $10 mark, you're no longer able to check out materials till you get your fines and fees back down under $10. So that's part of the incentive to bring your materials back. With libraries across the country who've started eliminating those fines, they're finding there isn't a significant change in the return of materials with dropping those fees. Mm. So what that tells us is that the monetary part isn't necessarily always going to be the incentive to get things back.
So how long have you been talking about this?
It's been years, frankly. We've heard from customers for years. Staff have been talking about it for years. We do have a handful of libraries in the Valley that just recently started dropping their late fee fines.
And what's their experience been like?
So far, from what I understand, it's been pretty good. I've been connecting with the Salt Lake City Library. They dropped their fines about 2 years ago, and they have found that their cardholder numbers have gone up, their circulation counts have gone up, happier customers visiting, nicer interactions for staff as well when you're not having to spend your time having an interaction with a customer talking about their fines, as opposed to talking about, here are the cool programs we have available, or
right.
can I tell you about this book?
Right. Okay, so let's talk a little process. I'm assuming this went before the library board.
It did.
And then they give their 2 cents, but ultimately it goes to the Boise City Council.
It does. There is a budget impact for us.
Right.
So budget workshops will be happening later this month. So then once we go through that, we'll know yay or nay if we're instituting this. And if we do, it'll start October
1st. So this conversation is going to be part of the budget workshop? That's interesting.
Well, just as far as we...
The loss of that revenue.
Right, right. So okay. the revenue that comes in for fines, it doesn't go to one particular budget line. So there isn't a fine revenue line. Mm-hmm. It's parsed out, here and there with minor equipment or travel or training. So what we try to do this year in creating the budget, we are proposing we took that budget line to zero and then made some adjustments in some of those other lines so it was sort of spread across.
Okay, so... Walk me through the proposal. What would you like to see?
Sure. We would like to see fines eliminated. Mm-hmm. What would happen then, though, if someone checks out material the day that it's due, if it's not returned, the customer is no longer able to check out materials until the material is returned, or if it turns out it was lost or damaged, paid for.
Okay. So I, again, lose my privilege, but I'm just not paying the fine.
Correct.
Right.
And then when we get our materials back, because again, it's about materials recovery, so we've got items for the public to check out.
Just out of curiosity, recovery, does that mean I pay what it will cost you to purchase a new copy?
Yes, to replace it.
And so to purchase it new, though?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
you have a sense of the you must have run this flag up the flagpole to see if anybody salutes. Do you have a sense of how people are reacting to this?
As far as
the proposal.
The proposal?
Yeah.
Well, so far it's been positive.
Yeah.
There are concerns about whether or not things will still continue to come back, for sure.
Let's talk about the bigger picture of this and barriers that fines can be to keep people away from borrowing or to make them more reticent about borrowing. Can you talk about those barriers? Because
sure.
There is an economic line there.
Absolutely. So, you know, say you're a family who regularly checks out multiple children's books and they're spread around the house and in your car and at school, and you go to return things and maybe you can't find something, or you don't make it back to the library around your due date time because you're busy and things like this happen. And then suddenly, though you've found your materials, you've returned them, you might have, you know, $25 in fines, which, you know, for a family on a budget, that can make a big difference on whether or not you come back to use the library.
Excellent. We're speaking with Sarah Kelly Chase with the Boise Public Library. We'd love to hear from you on this. You can communicate with us via email at Idaho Matters, all one word, idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or on Twitter, use the hashtag Idaho Matters. Or you can comment on our Facebook page, and that is Boise State Public Radio. So you said it has been about $124,000 in fines on an annual basis.
Yes.
Do you have a sense of what that money has gone to?
Sure. I mean, it helps supplement things like minor equipment or office supplies, things like that.
So is the plan to absorb this loss?
Yep. We're looking at cuts. Part of what's happening is it's trending down as we're going along anyway over the last 5 years. Another piece of that, a number of libraries, including now us, as of May 1st, have instituted auto renewals. Instituting auto renewals cuts revenue fine revenue by about 50%. So what happens if someone has items checked out? If you're about 2 days out from your due date and you haven't renewed and they haven't been returned, if no one's waiting for that item, we'll renew it for you automatically. So that might save you a couple days if you're out of town or you get busy.
I'm sorry that I don't know this, but I can borrow all kinds of things at the library.
You sure can.
Is the fine the same for for different items?
No. So for most items, it's 25 cents a day. For things like video games and DVDs, it's $1 a day.
Dollar a day.
So that racks up pretty quickly.
Okay. Fine forgiveness. You must have a number of people who owe fines right now.
We do.
What has been your policy on fine forgiveness, and what might you do if this becomes reality?
So that's an excellent question. We haven't determined yet how that transition will happen. Currently with fines, we work with a customer, and so often staff will, you know, waive a portion of their fines to make it so they can come back and use
it. So what
the
is
library.
That? Is that a conversation?
It is a conversation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What do those conversations sound like?
Forgive they sound
me?
Like a lot of things. Often, yes.
Like a big forgiveness?
Yes, absolutely. Or, you know, I forgot I was out of town. And we also hear really real hardship stories, too, of, you know, I was in the hospital, I have a family member who's ill, or, you know, simply my car broke down. So, of course, you know, we're going to look at that person and what their story is and what they need help with.
I'm wonky. I look at the library statistics every month on the number of people who walk through your doors. It is stunning.
It is stunning.
And so I'm going to imagine that usage is as high as ever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yep.
But yet you said that fines have either been steady or dropping off.
Yes, they have. And so, again, that's part of that is due to auto renewal. So there are materials that just aren't triggering that fine because they've been renewed.
Mm-hmm.
There's also been a rise in the use of e-materials. So those don't have fines on them. So that has an impact.
Because it basically just...
They just disappear.
It just grabs
right.
it back and,
right.
and I can't access it.
Exactly. Having said that, we're also part of a consortium. So we work with other libraries in the Valley. And because we've also had other libraries that have already gone fine-free, that makes a difference in the overall revenue as well.
When you were a kid, did you ever pay a library fine?
I did.
Yeah. It is a fairly common experience.
It is a fairly common experience.
And it is a little stressful.
It sure can be.
So I have to imagine that that's part of this conversation too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and, you know, someone's embarrassed sometimes when they walk up to the desk and say, hey, here's your dollar.
The walk of shame. Walk of shame.
Like, it's okay.
Okay. Sarah Kelly Chase is the public services manager with the Boise Public Library. You're confident about this change, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks so much. We look forward to talking to you
in the future.
Up next, how food marketers influence what we eat. I'm George Prentice, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.